This is episode 320, recorded February 12th, 2016. Packard Pokes at Michigan, where oral sex now means just talking about it. I want to thank Dawkins Dog from the chat room for this week's show title.
You can help support and promote the show by purchasing our merchandise at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt, where you can choose from a variety of different items like hoodies, hats, and bears. Oh my! Put a Packard Pokes At mug in your hands today.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and immutable. I am your immutable and confused host, Packard Sonic. Oh, gosh, this is starting out already great. And joining me from our not confused area of the country is Connie Practical Magic 9.
Oh, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. But all you need is love.
You need is love. Da 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 da.
All you need is love. And a checkbook, I think.
Checkbook.
Wait, or no, I guess it's debit card now. Sorry.
Debit card, credit card, whatever card, you know, as long as there's money on it.
That's right.
Gift cards work too. And if you want to, you can always send gift cards to PackardPokesAt@gmail.com.
Or a Patreon. It's a little early for that though, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the show. Okay.
Patreon works better actually.
Yeah. There you go.
It shows your love for the show.
We don't shill nearly as much as religious people do.
No, so. We don't. We don't, and we won't send you to imaginary hell for not giving.
It's totally voluntary. You could send yourself there if you want to mentally. It's,
sure.
I wouldn't advise it, but
no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't either.
Elaine, now you had another date in mind.
According to my source, the end of the world will be on February 14th in the year 2016.
Valentine's Day. Bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer. Especially if you're living in Michigan. And why is that? Because straight couples and gay couples are going to be, according to the law and a bill that just passed out there, they're going to put those people in prison if you're caught having oral sex or anal sex. These Senator Rick Jones, who's an old white guy, apparently not getting enough at home and not getting enough blowjobs at home, is apparently angry with about having sex and inserted this anti-sex language into a bill numbered SB 219, which supposedly is supposed to be an animal protection bill, which is to protect animals from getting assaulted, which is known as... was it Logan's?
Logan's Law.
Logan's Law. When I first heard of Logan's Law, I thought someone's been watching Logan's Run, and they just wanted to make sure that Snoopy didn't get his the thing in the back of his hand, so he's over 50 years old.
Well, there'd be dog years, too. It was over 30, so...
Exactly.
God, Snoopy'd be really young.
But Logan's Law... it's basically designed to block convicted animal abusers from owning any pets for at least 5 years. But Jones couldn't wait to attach this particular portion of the bill where it says Section 185 or 158, rather, a person who commits the abominable and detestable crime against nature, which with mankind or with any animal is guilty of a felony punishable or by imprisonment for not more than 15 years, or is the defendant was a sexually delinquent person at the time of the offense, a felony punishable by imprisonment for an indeterminate time, the minimum of which shall be 1 day and the maximum shall be life. So if you're in Michigan, and I don't know who's going to enforce this law, if you're caught having sex, And it's not the way they think you should have sex, whether it be oral or anal sex, because straight people engage in both these things, not just gay people, which is incredibly stupid. Their minds are so fucking small, they think that only gay people engage in oral sex or anal sex. It's just fucking ridiculous. Connie, your thoughts?
I don't know what kind of level of surveillance that they want. And I'm sure that our police officers would be more than happy to have another reason to intrude in normal citizens' daily lives and be seen as the pariah that we view them as at this point. I read the bill, which is always so much fun. There is not one mention of bestiality in there, because I was like, wait, why is he attaching this to a bill about animal abuse? Mm-hmm. Is there some reference to people having sex with animals? No. None. He's just, it comes totally out of left field. It's like, yep, the last two paragraphs of this bill. And I was curious about Logan's Law, so I looked it up this afternoon, found that they have a Facebook page. The story is about Logan, who is a Siberian Husky, older dog, and the owner...
Don't let Steve Shives talk, hear you about the Logan's, Siberian Husky. That Husko character is going to just flip the fuck out.
Husko! Millicent! Yeah, Millicent would not be happy.
No, Millicent would not be happy.
Well, long story short, though, the dog was attacked in their own backyard. The dog was attacked by some stranger or some neighbor with acid, and the dog subsequently died from his wounds. And so the owners wanted to purport a bill that, again, like Packard said, would prevent people who perform acts of abuse. And the bill goes into things like dog fighting, I'm sure cockfighting, and yeah, just
what two guys do between themselves, it should not be. I don't care, you know, I'm just saying.
We're going to swords, yes.
We're going to play swords here.
But to come back to Rick Jones, this guy, he was a 33-year in the police force, and he is endorsed by the Right to Life group. He has another bill that he's put forward, which would prevent the sale of, what was it called, the embryos and voluntary abortions, you know, they would prevent people from transporting and selling those parts for...
which is already illegal.
So, well, I think that though, in the abortion video that somebody made, Planned Parenthood does exchange that, and there is a monetary exchange, but it is for the transportation.
Yeah,
it's not for profit.
Yeah, it's just for transportation costs, which they said that they're not even going to start doing that now.
Yeah. Yeah, and so he's a very uptight person.
Yeah, this is basically an anti-sodomy law, which was struck down in 2003. This guy has not a leg to stand on. Even if, let's say that since this bill has already gone through, how are they going to enforce it? A cop comes across a guy and a girl. Girl's giving him a blowjob. They could both go to jail. I mean, you know, they'll probably get fined for, you know, public indecency, but... the fact is that because there's this anti-oral bill on there, they could both go to jail for up to 15 years or life even. And it's so stupid.
Well, yes, it is.
Yeah, and this guy, he is such a fucking idiot. He went on to say here that he was going to support a bill that would amend this part of the bill, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's like saying, okay, I'm going to push for this bridge to be built, but then... because I don't like the bridge, I'm going to fight for it not to be built. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm wondering if he wants to make the wording stronger.
That's probably what he wants to do. He wants to make a rider so it actually makes the bill, changed it some way so it's actually like a totally anti-gay law altogether. And he can't do that. It's completely unconstitutional.
Well, he wants missionary sex, and he wants it only between heterosexual couples, and... the more, you know, he's very much anti-woman. He's,
yep,
he's on record as having said some very ugly things to lobbyists and other politicians, to female colleagues. So yeah, this guy is, I don't know, this might be an interesting train wreck. I would say keep your eye on Rick Jones, but not really.
Yeah.
And when it finally blows up, I think we'll have something to laugh at.
Yeah. We had a couple suspense. We had a couple of quotes from the chat room here from Joe Unseen. Thank you, Joe. He says, cops be like slower and more sexy. Yeah. And Dawkins Dog, also a comment from Dawkins Dog. Thank you, Dawkins Dog, as well. That's the irony. They want a smaller government, but then they want to impose it into everybody's private life. That's what I've never understood about fucking Republicans. They keep saying, smaller government, smaller government, smaller government. And then they say, you know what? We want a government so small, we want to fit it up inside a woman's vagina so we can control everything that's going on in this area. Gun control, fuck no. We don't regulate guns because those can kill people, and we want to be able to kill anybody we fucking want to. But a vagina that you can have pleasure with one way or the other, we want to fucking regulate that because it makes blood, and blood's fucking scary.
Well, they say a smaller government, but what they mean is one big government. And if it's just one, then that's just one.
Right? You're right. It's just one government.
Uh-huh.
They're the ones that are actually pushing for the one world government, not us. We want everybody to have their own individual personal rights, but they want one government to control you all. And it's got to be the Christian government.
One God,
yeah.
One government.
Yep.
Yep.
Exactly.
I think that's what they mean.
I think that's exactly what they mean.
Mm-hmm. I guess I was letting my thoughts wander all over the avenue of consideration.
Mm-hmm. You almost collided with established dogma back at those presumptions.
And tonight we have a deconverted man video, so let's go to that video now.
If you had just one minute,
1 minute,
1 minute to be skeptical, what would you do? What would you say? How would you answer the questions? This is the 1 minute skeptic. Are former theists more likely to become active atheists?
Yes, I believe former believers will be very active atheists. Jerry DeWitt's journey from a Pentecostal pastor to an evangelical atheist is the one of the most notable examples that comes to mind. His ideas and notions of hell were no longer justified when he was thinking about it and praying for his brother, I believe, as the story goes. And now he goes around the country preaching the true gospel, which is the gospel of atheism and free will. So imagine everything he had to go through just to get to that point. He went through the clergy project, co-founded by Dawkins and Dennett, and eventually became a huge proponent for it, encouraging other pastors and other people to go through that same thing. I think he even got on the front page of Time magazine. He even gave a speech at the Secular Student Alliance East Convention this year titled Rejection is My Best Frenemy, and even wrote a book called Hope After Faith. If he's not a committed active atheist, then I don't know who is.
This has been the 1 Minute Skeptic.
Connie, what do you think? Do you think that someone who's been a believer in the past could become an active atheist? I mean, like, go out and, like, say, preach atheism, as it were?
It's my experience, so my sample size is kind of small. But I think that for myself, I find it interesting because theism, belief in God, informed just about everything in my life as a believer. And I cared about that. And so when I deconverted, I found that all of a sudden all of these things were kind of a blank. And I thought, well, why do I think this about gay people? Why do I think this is about abortion? Why do I think this about, you know, monogamy or any number of things? I mean, just there was a whole list of subjects that came up. Mm-hmm. And so the same way that theism informed my social mores, I guess I'd say. Now, atheism kind of opened up that door, but it was humanism that actually stepped in.
Okay.
And so the thing that I really worry about, though, and this is what I'll say in conclusion, is that I don't want to become dogmatic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really don't. I don't think that I know everything. I want to remain skeptical. I want to remain reasonable. And I'm constantly trying to reevaluate what my attitudes are about certain things. I want to be open to change.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, to a lesser extreme. I think it is. Is it possible? Yes, I think it is possible. Is it going to happen with everybody? No. I don't think that everybody that comes out of religion is going to be very dogmatic about it. I mean, going to go, you know what? This shit was nasty, and I should tell everybody. I think a lot of people just want to be able to step away from the religion and just, you know, be who they are. There's a lot of people out there that just don't want to deal with the religious stuff any longer. They're just like, okay, I'm done. I realized that this stuff was just crap, and I just don't want to be involved with it anymore. And they're not going to go around, go out of their way, I should say, to tell other people about it. They're just going to be, okay, I'm just going to go through my daily life, try to be relatively unknown, go to the bar and drink my beer in peace and be happy. And I think that's for the most part, I think most people would be like that. But there are the few, the very few people out there like us that are willing to get out and say, hey, this shit is crap. And we're trying to educate and inform people exactly that. And when we see people promoting their bigoted ideas, then we stand up and say, hey, that's wrong. We're not putting up with that crap. And we push back at those people. We had a couple comments from the chat room. Dawkins Dog said, I think those who had negative experience from the religion are more likely to voraciously in their atheism.
Yeah, vociferous, yes.
Vociferous, okay, thank you.
Yeah, no, and again, it's sometimes I find that mine's more internalized because it's reflective, but yes. And I'm torn with stuff. I don't want to be an anti-theist, but proselytizing or indoctrinating children, that's something I find that I'm really fairly upset about. I don't know what to think about it. I mean, I do know what to think about it. I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm anti-theist in a lot of things. And the more I study atheism and the more I study religion, the more anti-theist I become. That's just me. I'm not speaking for everybody. I'm just saying that's just me. Tarvian from the chat room says, you have empathy for those that are being harmed by religion when you look at it from the outside. And I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Because you're looking at this situation these people are in, and you're like saying, hey, you know, I want to help you out because I realize how harmful this is. And I think we should, you know, I want to sit down and talk with you about it, why this is being harmful.
Yeah.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us,
you kick ass.
And what's keeping the universe together right now? It is Jesus Christ. He upholds the universe by the word of his power.
Insane in the membrane.
Crazy insane, got no brain.
Insane in the membrane. Insane in the brain.
Brian Fisher was recently on his show talking about the Constitution. And Brian Fisher has no idea what's in the Constitution. He knows a couple of lines from it, and then he kind of, well, does what everybody else that has no idea what the clue they're talking about. They kind of improvise, and they just throw shit at the wall and hope that somebody out there will believe it. All right, we've got the clip right here. I'll play that for you right now.
Can I begin to describe to you how much is wrong with that? You know, number one, the First Amendment prohibits Congress. And Congress alone the first word, First Amendment, Congress shall make no law. That is the only entity that is restrained by the founders' Constitution. It's never been amended. It still says Congress. Congress shall make no law. Now, let me ask you this question. Are employees of NASA, are they Congress? No. They cannot possibly, conceivably, violate the First Amendment of the Constitution, even if they wanted to, because they're not Congress. Only Congress can do that. And, you know, the other thing about the First Amendment, it says that no branch of the federal government, and you might consider NASA a branch of the federal government, since it is part of the bureaucracy, they are not allowed to prohibit the free exercise of religion. That's right there in the First Amendment. Make no law prohibiting the free exercise of religion. The federal government, no part of the federal government, no agency of the federal government, no bureaucracy of the federal government, no employee of the federal government is allowed to prohibit the free exercise of religion. This is exactly what NASA is doing, prohibiting the free exercise of religion. So it is wrong on so many counts. Can't even begin to tell you.
Brian Fisher is losing his complete shit again, and apparently this is over some newsletter that was supposedly at NASA. The allegation is that NASA is saying, you can't talk about Jesus in a newsletter, which is not anything what is going on here. Let me first off correct Brian Fisher, like we often have to do on this show. The First Amendment of the Constitution says, the First Amendment to the United States Constitution prohibits the making of any law respecting the establishment of religion, impeding the free exercise of religion, abridging the freedom of speech, infringing the freedom of the press, infringing on the rights to peaceably assemble, or prohibiting the petitionary of for government readiness grievances. And this was adopted on December 5th, 1791, just for context. It hasn't changed, Brian Fisher. It has not changed. It's a separation of church and state, okay? The government cannot establish a religion. They cannot promote one religion over another. That's what this boils down to, is that apparently NASA had apparently issued a statement regarding this late on Monday, claiming it does not prohibit the use of any specific religious names in employee newsletters or the internal communications. The agency allows a host of employee-led, civic, professional, religious, and other organizations to meet on NASA property on the employee's own time. Not on NASA's time. There are some religious jobs out there, businesses, that they will do this. They will pray while they're at work. If you are a religious business, you go right ahead. No one's stopping you. NASA is a government-run agency. They can't promote one religion over another. They can't promote Allah over your God. They can't promote Vishnu over your imaginary sky daddy. And they can't promote your imaginary sky daddy over any other sky daddy that they want either. Now, this is also inconsistent with federal laws. NASA attempts to balance employees' rights to freely exercise religious beliefs with its obligation to ensure there is no government endorsement of religion. It continues on here. It says, we believe in and encourage open and diverse dialogue among our employees and across the agency. NASA is just a government agency, just like the post office is a government agency. They can't promote Jesus any more than NASA can. Connie, your thoughts?
I think conjunctions really confuse Brian Fisher.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the word or in there four times and the word and.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't understand civics. He doesn't understand that Congress, actually, their job is to make laws. It is the Supreme Court's job to give opinions. And if the president wants to do something, it's called an executive order.
Right.
I think that Brian Fisher needs to a juice box. he needs some cookies and a nap with his comfy blankie in the corner while somebody tells him a story. Maybe we could get Ted Cruz to read Green Eggs and Ham to him or something.
Yeah, I think that's his level of intelligence is Green Eggs and Ham. I'm not dissing Dr. Seuss. He was a word master.
Well, you know, it might be above his reading level.
You're right. It might be.
God, I didn't think about that. There are a lot of, but maybe he could understand conjunctions by the time somebody's done reading that to him.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. And it's, again, it's a case of a person who has this kind of privilege that, well, we're the biggest, you know, religion on the block. Nothing else exists because our God is the only God. This kind of arrogant asswipe thing that Fisher likes to do, among other people. Yeah. And to misread something like that, no, you know, I mean, in high school, I was a Christian and we had a Bible study group. There was a Christian teacher who was happy to come in early because you had to have some kind of a oversight. It was on our own time mm-hmm. and we met, and it was just a little club that we had, but we weren't restricted
right.
at all. You know, we just had to follow the rules.
Right.
That was all it was.
Yeah. And so a lot of businesses out there are fairly secular. I mean, mm-hmm. The place I'm working at now, that I've been working there for a few years now, but when I first got in there, they went over all the rules of what you can and can't do. And one of the things that came up said, you can't actively promote a religion in this environment. We don't want that. That doesn't mean that, you know, they're anti-God. They just want to make sure everybody has the same playing field on this. They don't want everybody to get into hurt feelings because somebody's a magic sky wizard had their feelings
slighted,
yeah.
Right. Well, that's an interesting point, Packard, because why is it that Christians feel that government is a place that they need to be equally represented, and they're sitting there, they're counting everybody's jelly beans and saying, well, you know, you have more than us, or we're bigger, so we need more. I mean, why is it it's something that wouldn't happen in a private company?
Mm-hmm.
Would it? I mean,
well, it depends. It depends on the private company. Is some people, the last job I had, I actually had to fight for secular reasons in that place. And I actually won because of the fact is that they were pushing up religious wording in the employees' break room, which was, you know, just like a little room. You could just stand. There wasn't much of a break room. And I kind of like, okay, this is not right. And it took that act of disobedience, as it were, to get the owner's attention, and he's like, yeah, this is not right. This shouldn't be happening. But they made me stipulate on something saying, well, inside the office, they can put up Christmas stuff if they want to. And I was like, I don't care if you want to put it up inside there, just in the break room where, you know, where we have to be. It's not appreciated because, you know, this is my space in here too.
Wait, so if I work for a secular company,
mm-hmm.
say I'm breastfeeding, if I want to just sit there and breastfeed at my desk, that should be okay, right? I mean, my point is that when you're at work, you're supposed to be about work. You're
right.
not supposed to be about all your private stuff, right?
Right.
And I don't see why people have a problem with separating these things out. I don't call my husband at work unless it's an emergency
right.
because that's his work. That's his time. They're paying my husband's company's paying for his time.
Right.
So why do people treat the government like this? Why do they feel it's okay to question this? And like Brian Fisher, who, God, take civics 101, please. you know, God. Anyway, I would like to say that there's probably third graders who could quote the First Amendment better to him, but probably not given the state of our education.
Yeah,
system.
I worry about our state of education in this country
too.
Sometimes. It's just fucking unbelievable.
So, yes, we'll send him off to have his nap and maybe things will be better.
Yeah, he definitely needs a nap.
Why does everyone keep thinking I'm a troll?
We're inundated with headlines every day. Sometimes those headlines lead to real stories, and sometimes they lead to stories like the Onion stories, which some Republicans, some regular people, or even people on the left, sometimes fall for. And like that one story that came out where they were going to supposedly execute a guy for having sex with a vacuum cleaner in Saudi Arabia, which turned out to be a total bullshit story.
They don't have electricity.
Talking to you, Kyle, which you're probably never watched this show. But that was a few weeks ago. But anyway, the thing is, though, it's very easy, based on sometimes things just sound so true that it's hard to distinguish between those two. And that's the premise of this segment. It's the True or Troll segment. And I present Connie with several story titles. She has to determine if these are real story headlines or fake story headlines. All right, first up, Charles Manson pronounced dead at 80, cause of death unknown. Is this true or is this a troll story?
Troll.
That is correct. That is from the CivTribune.com.
Damn it. I wanted to be wrong on that.
All right, our next headline. Woman loses half of her face to flesh-eating bacteria on cell phone. Is this a true story or is this a troll story?
Troll.
You're batting 1,000 so far.
It's early in the game. Don't jinx it. Says the skeptic, yes.
All right, this new site will instantly tell you what dog you are. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
True.
That is correct. That is from the Huffington Post.
I was a collie. Crescent Ranch. No.
All right. And our next headline. Ted Cruz's father, Obamacare is a secret plan to bring ISIS terrorists to the U.S. as fake doctors. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
I want that to be true.
No, that one is a troll headline. That is from News. That's from newslow.com. All righty, our next headline. Ted Cruz campaign pulls ad featuring soft card porn actress. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
True.
That is actually correct. That's from upi.com. Our next headline. Man blames 10th drunk driving charge on beer battered fish. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
True.
That is correct. That is from the Huffington Post.
That poor guy. He just wanted some fish.
He just wanted some fish and fish and chips, yes. Next headline. Iran rules decadent Valentine's Day celebrations a crime. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
Troll.
No, that is absolutely true. This is from abcnews.go.com. All right, our next headline. Sarah Palin calls on Trump to relocate Gitmo to Alaska. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
Damn it. The Sarah Palin ones always get me. true.
No, that one is from realnewsrightnow.com. That one is a troll headline.
I hate you, Sarah Palin. My nemesis. Joe, Sarah Palin doesn't know where Alaska is. It's right next to Russia, right?
I can see my house from here. Okay, our next headline. Police suspect in four heists needed money for kitty litter. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
Think of the kitties. True?
That is correct. That is a true story from abcnews.go.com.
Oh, God.
Okay, our next headline. Mel Gibson at Golden Globes. I'm filming Passion of the Christ 2. Is this a true headline or a troll headline?
Troll.
That is correct. That is from realnewsrightnow.com. Okay, our last two headlines. Valentine's Day, Preston KFC trials date night for chicken lovers. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
True.
That is correct. That is from telegraph.co.uk.
You Brits.
Okay, last Headline: new Fox reality show, Are You Braver Than the Troops? Set to air in August. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
It is Fox. I'm going to guess true.
No, that is a troll headline. Is that's also from realnewsrightnow.com.
Shoot. Sugar honey iced tea.
How well do you do at home? I hope you kept your fingers off the Google machine and decided to do these real time and see if, how well you did.
Always fun.
Always lots of fun. All righty. We'll be back here next week with our regular long show. Hopefully we should have a guest, and it should be Oscar Jungel, if I remember how to pronounce his name. And he should be our guest with us next week. So we look forward to that. And hopefully we will have a nice long show uninterrupted. I could go into details, but I'm not going to right now.
Bananas might be involved.
Bananas might be involved. They might not be, but if he can't join us, I'll get some bananas and I'll stick them in my ears or something. Just to...
The banana powers will compel him.
The banana powers will compel him, right.
Yes.
All righty. Well, we'll see you next week. This has been Packard Pokes That. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.